It's really a phenomenon to have the mother of Jesus come to us and ask us to proclaim a dogma about her. And yet, as mother, she comes with an urgency, not for her sake, but for our sake. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, professor of theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And we are going through a series entitled The Lady of All Nations and the Fifth Marian Dogma. These represent a profundity of messages which are approved by the Church on May 31st, 2002. That would be the local bishop of Amsterdam, Bishop Joseph Maria Punt, in which Our Lady gives us specific theological explanations of this fifth and final Marian dogma, her role as co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces and advocate, and also calls us on with an urgency to petition the Holy Father, to ask for this dogma, to fight for this dogma. Why? Because it's necessary to bring true and authentic peace to the world today. I want to share with you this April 4th, 1954 message where Our Lady again speaks to the theologians and tells the theologians that there's nothing new in what she's bringing and still invites them as her children to petition, to work, to ask for this solemn definition of Our Lady. These are Our Lady's words from the April 4th, 1954 message. Once more I am here. Listen well. From the outset, the handmaid of the Lord was chosen to be co-redemptrix. Tell your theologians that they can find it in all their books. The lady pauses briefly, then smiles to herself. She says, almost in a whisper, I am not bringing a new doctrine. I am now bringing old ideas. She waits and then continues. Because the lady is co-redemptrix, she is also mediatrix and advocate. Not only because she is the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, but, and mark this well, because she is the Immaculate Conception. My friends, that already is so pregnant with Mariological meaning. What is she saying? First of all, she's saying to the theologians, who sadly have been the greatest objectors to this dogma, there's nothing new with this. This is already in all your books. Personally, for me, when I was doing some studies in the early 1980s, in the whole area of Our Lady as co-redemptrix and mediatrix of all graces, and then as it pursued through the course of the next decade, I found book after book, article after article, written in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, and 1950s, which would deal with this doctrine of Mary as co-redemptrix and mediatrix of all graces. And many of the articles ended with this line, which haunted me. It said, when this doctrine is solemnly defined. It didn't say if. It always said when this doctrine, or obviously this doctrine will soon be solemnly defined. And I kept wondering, well, why the delay? Why would this not be happening? And I want to say very clearly, these were not texts on private revelation. These were classic, modern theology texts on Our Lady's role as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. In fact, I would challenge our listeners and maybe even our theologians to go back into the Mariological journals from any language in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, and you will see that at the end of their articles, which predominantly dealt with this very subject, which Our Lady comes to tell us, this truth was not only well articulated in Scripture, tradition, and the Magisterium, but most articles ended with this theme, when this is solemnly defined. So it's most appropriate that during the same historical time point in the 1950s, Our Lady would be saying, there's nothing new with what I'm bringing to you. This is already in your books. I'm not presenting new ideas. And that's why Our Lady's title as co-redemptrix has been a title in the Church for over 600 years. If you hear someone say Our Lady doesn't need new titles, you may agree with them, but it's absolutely inapplicable to this situation because there's nothing new about Our Lady being called co-redemptrix in the rich history of the Church. In fact, the doctrine brings us back to the apostolic age when Our Lady was known to be the new Eve with the new Adam in redemption. Then Our Lady just passes upon a monument of Mariological truth, where she says, remember, I'm co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate because I am first the Immaculate Conception. And we've talked about that through this series. What does that mean in heart? It means God the Father predestined, that means in a Catholic sense, planned from all eternity that Mary would be conceived without original sin so that Mary could be the perfect partner with and under Jesus in the work of redemption. Once again, the idea that Mary would have an allegiance to Jesus but also an allegiance to Satan through some form of sin would be something that would mystify an idea of an honest, cooperative, faithful vessel, collaborator with Jesus in redemption. So from the beginning, from Genesis 3:15, that we see revealed this whole understanding that the woman and the serpent would be put in enmity. That means absolute, total, radical opposition so that the woman could help crush the head of Satan and the seed of Satan, which is sin and the rejection of God. So it's the woman and her seed, that's Mary and Jesus, against Satan and his seed, evil and death. So from the beginning, from Genesis, we see that the woman is predestined to be the co-redemptrix. So it's not like the Immaculate Conception and co-redemptrix are two separate concepts, unrelated. She is the co-redemptrix because she's first the Immaculate Conception. She's first the total pulchra, the entirely pure one that enables her to be the perfect partner with Jesus in redemption. Now, she goes on. Theologians, I ask you, do you still have objections to this dogma? You can find these words and ideas. I ask you to work for this dogma. No, fear nothing. There will be a clash. The other indeed will attack you. But the simplicity of this dogma lies in these last thoughts which Mary, the Lady of all nations, puts before you today. Do fight and ask for this dogma. It is the crowning of your Lady. The Lady says this with emphasis on almost every word. Then she gazes in front of her for quite a while with a particular expression on her face, as if she looked into the distance, and says, the Lady, the handmaid of the Lord, was chosen and made fruitful by the Holy Spirit. The Lady pauses and says very slowly, the Lady was chosen. She was also to be present at the descent of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had to come down upon the apostles. And raising her finger, she adds with emphasis, the first theologians. For this reason, the Lord willed that His mother should be present there. His mother, the Lady of all nations, became at the departure of her son, the Lady of all nations, the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, in the presence of one apostle, one theologian, to be witness to it. For he had to take care of his mother. She had to take care of her disciples. There you have it, my friends, the mother of Jesus, the seed of wisdom, saying, look, theologians today, imitate the first theologians. Imitate John, the great theologians. Put yourself at the foot of the cross. Accept the mother in her truth as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. Fight for it, defend it, articulate it in service of your mother, who is Jesus' mother. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli for MaryCast. Thank you and God bless.